Powered by Riverside. Welcome to the Vehicle City Sound Podcast. This is volume 2026, episode number 14. Our drop date is Thursday, April 2nd, 2026. I am your host, C. Willie, joined again this evening by the lovely and talented
Quarter Peep. And guess who we have this week? Mr. Ryan Roberts is in the house.
We are very excited. Joining us all the way from East Tennessee, Ryan, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. Tell us a little bit, Ryan, how did you get into the music industry? What prompted you to pick up the industry or pick up the instruments and start playing?
Well, I grew up singing in church like a fair number of people I know around my area do, and just decided one day my dad got me a drum set for Christmas when I was, I think it was my fifth Christmas. So a few years later, I just decided I wanted to play guitar too and got into some local pick and grins. And I met a friend out one night that said I need to be singing out more. And he volunteered to drive. So off to the races we went.
Well, and there's something that you brought up, Ryan. You're vision impaired. You do not see. Is that correct?
I've got just a little bit of vision, but yeah, no, not enough to drive or
sure
really get my equipment in a place safely without risking people's lives.
We understand that completely.
That equipment's heavy.
Yes, it is. Now, how long have you been playing then? Since you were picking up those drumsticks at your fifth Christmas?
Oh well, that'd be, I guess this Christmas will be, jeez, this Christmas will be 31 years.
All right. You've been doing it for that period of time and making some great music. Your sound is very classic country, which we just absolutely love. And the first song that we've got queued up is I'll Drink to Your Memory. Tell us a little bit about what's the backstory with this one?
Well, the same friend that offered to start driving me got in my ear for 2 years or so, you need to be writing your own music. And I tried to argue with him. I might be a half decent singer, but I'm no songwriter. He won out in the end. So when I first started writing it, my first two thoughts were, man, I like the classic, the old drinking songs, but you know, a lot of people like the fun party songs. So that one got written and started it off slow like a classic song. And then once that chorus hit, just here comes the party.
Well, you nailed it. It's a fun song to listen to. And you really do have that dynamic with the song, that classic, as you mentioned. And then it really picks up there at the chorus. Let's give this one a listen. This is I'll Drink to Your Memory, Ryan Roberts.
Well, the day that you left me, well, it made me mad. Even now, this cold, beat up, broke down heart, well, it still feels sad. Well, you found yourself a new man, and I'm still alone. So I sit on this bar stool, and I'll drink what I've never had. So I'll use better judgment and try to win this time. I drink to your memory, she'll get you off my mind. I'll order her a drink, I'll ask her to dance, and we'll get to talking and looking for romance. When I wake up tomorrow and see the morning light, I'll realize that she helped me make it through the night. Drinking good thoughts, good times and bad, that fun at the bar, she's one I've never had. So I'll use better judgment and try to win this time. I'll drink to your memory, she'll give you.
Yes, sir. I'll drink to your memory. Ryan Roberts, that's such a fun song, Ryan. I really enjoy that.
I'm just laughing to myself because I'm my own worst critic. Drives my friends nuts.
It's different when you're listening to yourself play, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
You know, we've had a lot of artists that have been on the show that say that very same thing. I can't listen to myself. And I'm very much like that with the show. It's difficult for me to go back and listen to or watch an old episode of the show. It's just, you are, you turn into your own worst critic with these, don't you?
And I guess that's one way to grow and improve, but it drives my friends crazy.
Well, we certainly enjoyed it, Ryan, and we're looking forward to a couple more here. We are going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back on the other side with Ryan Roberts. We've got a great new sponsor here at Vehicle City Sound, and all of you blue-collar, hard-working fans are going to love them. Bare Knuckles Leatherwork Gloves are now a part of the VCS family. These patented double-wedge, pre-curved Premier Leatherwork Gloves are crafted to naturally fit the curve of your hands. The gloves are engineered for superior comfort, reducing hand fatigue and increasing productivity. Made from premium leather, they offer exceptional durability and protection, ideal for demanding work environments. Whether you're tackling heavy-duty tasks, working in cold weather, or handling delicate welding jobs, Bare Knuckles gloves provide the perfect balance of flexibility and strength. Designed with the hardworking professional in mind, these gloves ensure your hands stay comfortable and safe day in and day out. Elevate your work experience. Choose the gloves that work as hard as you do. BuyBareKnuckles.com. That's BuyBareKnuckles.com. And use the code VCS for a 15% discount. Welcome back to the Vehicle City Sound Podcast. We are joined by East Tennessee's own Ryan Roberts. Ryan, thanks a lot for being with us here tonight.
Thank you for having me.
You know, we were talking a little bit about the number of years that you've been involved in this and writing your own music, and you're doing quite a bit more of that, it sounds like. What does that process look like when you're actually putting a song together? Is there a pattern that you follow? Is it something that it's 5 minutes here or a week there? What does that look like for you?
It's really when a thought comes to me, I expand on it as much as I can at the time and try not to force anything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. A very natural process for you.
That's what I aim for.
Right.
Well, I mean, if you got to force something to rhyme, it's probably not going to sound as good as if it would have hit you naturally.
Absolutely.
I've noticed a couple lines on one of my songs, I kind of forced them, and looking back in hindsight, wish I could have changed a little bit.
And you say you're working on a few right now, writing as well?
There's one I've got the words done on. I'm just trying to put the music to it. Yeah, and that first one, it was all me except the steel guitar.
There you go. We love
that. Which I'd love to learn, but man, they're expensive.
And they're heavy.
Yes. We've got a very good friend here, a performer out of Michigan, a gentleman by the name of Waylon Hannell. And he has a steel guitar player with him who is a Michigan Hall of Famer. Just really, when you've got somebody that knows what they're doing, it is an amazing instrument.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, the second one that we've got queued up is one that we're relatively familiar with. This is Old Red. Tell us how it came about that you recorded this song, Ryan.
Well, I had a friend's suggestion for a demo, and he just, out of all the song lists that I had written up, every time I go to a show, I take several copies of a song list for requests, and that one just jumped out at him one day, I guess.
It keeps coming. It is certainly a classic. It's a great tune. Let's give this one a listen. This is Ryan Roberts, Old Red.
Well, I called my wife with another man. It cost me 99. On a prison farm in Georgia, close to the Florida line. Well, I've been here for 2 long years, finally made the warden my friend. So he sentenced me to a life of ease, taking care of Old Red. Now Old Red, he's the damnedest dog that I've ever seen. Got a nose that can smell, two-day trail. He's a four-legged tracking machine. You can consider yourself mighty lucky to get past the gators and the quicksand beds. And all these years that I've been here, ain't nobody got past Red. And the warden sang, come on somebody, why don't you run? Old Red's itching to have a little fun. Get my lantern, get my gun. Red will have your tree before the morning comes. Well, I paid off the guard and I slipped out a letter to my cousin up in Tennessee. Oh, and he brought down a blue tick hound. She was pretty as she could be. Well, we pinned her up in the swampland about a mile just south of the gate. I'd take Old Red for his evening run. I'd just drop him off and wait. And the warden sang, come on somebody, why don't you run? Old Red's itching to have a little fun. Get my lantern, get my gun. Red will have your tree before the morning comes. Now Old Red gotten real used to seeing his lady every night. So I kept him away for 3 or 4 days and waited till the time got right. Well, I made my run with the evening sun, and I smiled when I heard him turn red out. As I was headed north to Tennessee, Old Red was headed south. And the warden sang, come on somebody, why don't you run? Old Red's itching to have a little fun. Get my lantern, get my gun. Red will have your tree before the morning comes. Now there's red-haired blue ticks all in the south. Love got me in here and love got me out.
Yeah.
That is so good.
I love that. Ryan, that's an amazing interpretation of that, an amazing job with it. Your voice is stellar. Just fantastic.
Well, thank you. And here I am doing it again. Man, that note was just a 10. And nobody but me notices.
I just absolutely love it. That's one of the best renditions I've ever heard of that song. I absolutely love it, Ryan. Thank you so much. We are with Ryan Roberts. We're going to take a quick break and come back just on the other side of this app. The Vehicle City Sound Music Podcast has a single purpose: offer a platform for the promotion of independent artists. We're a weekly show featuring guests from throughout the United States and Canada, and we're proud to say we are winners of the Best Independent Radio Station from the Michigan Music Awards and a 2025 Josie Music Awards nominee for Best Podcast or Music Radio Show. If you're interested in being a guest on VCS, feel free to contact us at vehiclecitysound.com. Welcome back to the Vehicle City Sound Podcast. We are with Ryan Roberts. Ryan just sang us an amazing rendition of Old Red. Absolutely loved it. Ryan, when fans are hearing this and they want to check you out and get to know more about you, where do they find you?
Well, you can search Facebook or Instagram. Just search for Ryan Roberts Music and you'll see some ugly guy wearing a cowboy hat that has a red beard.
That's where we find him.
I mean, well, I've got a TikTok, but I need to find someone that can help record some videos so I can get more out on my social media pages.
There you go.
I got my schedule posted. I try to post every week and just before the beginning of every month.
Okay.
Oh, that's fine. Don't worry about that.
Or we can edit it out. Yeah. No big deal.
Yeah. All right. So, yeah, I try to post my schedule at the beginning of every week and at the end of every month so people know where I'm at coming up.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Well, I know there are going to be a number of folks that are going to want to check you out and hear this live. The last song that we've got queued up is We Made It Through. Tell us a little bit about the backstory on this song, Ryan.
Yeah, there's a story to that one. after a lady friend of mine happened to hear "I'll Drink to Your Memory," she said, "You know, you got to redeem yourself by writing a love song now." Yeah, they Southern women will let you have it, I'm telling you.
That is the truth.
Yeah, so.
What did they do to have you have it? I'm curious.
Well, I just meant some of the attitude of these Southern women.
Well, they got you to write a party song and now a love song, too. So they must have some good effect there. All right, let's give this one a listen. This is Ryan Roberts. We Made It Through.
From the moment we met, we both felt that spark. Wasn't too long before we were dancing in the dark. And about a year later, you were 10 days late.
Oh, you definitely redeemed yourself.
Well, and actually, there's an older couple I know. They just celebrated their, I think it was their 52nd anniversary. You know, a lot of that song comes from them.
All right.
Well, and they know this?
I hope they know it. If I haven't told them, I need to.
Fair.
Now, certain lines of that song doesn't apply to them. I think she was 16 when they got married, so it was more about the youth and the 10 days late.
But sure.
I know there's another couple I know that whenever they found out she was pregnant, a lot of people just gave them no chance. And 30 years later, it's the same thing. They've got, I think they've got 4 kids now.
Yeah. That makes it great when you've got a story that goes with the song and just really proving people wrong. That's a wonderful thing. Great story, great song. It's Ryan Roberts. We made it through. Thank you so much for that one too, sir. That's beautiful.
Thank you.
So it's Ryan Roberts Music. That's, folks, where you can find him on Facebook. He is out performing frequently. We want to get out and support him. And, Ryan, we want to thank you so much for joining us on the Vehicle City Sound Podcast.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
It was certainly a pleasure talking with you, and thank you for sharing your music. Now, when you get these new ones written, please let us know. We want to hear those as well.
All right. Thank you. Will do.
All right. Quarter Peep, who do we have coming up next?
Yes. So returning is Miss Kay Harper.
Oh, we're looking forward to talking with Kay. That should be a lot of fun, too. And I know she's got some new music out there right now as well. One more time, we'd like to thank our special guest, Ryan Roberts. Ryan, thank you again.
Thank you for having me.
For all of you out there listening in podcast land, you can catch us on Spotify and all the major platforms. You can also, and we would certainly appreciate you subscribing to us on YouTube. There's an awful lot going on. If you want to know where we're going to be, vehiclecitysound.com is the web address. And if you know more singers like Ryan that you'd like us to be talking to, please drop us an email, vehiclecitysound@gmail.com. Let us know where we can find them. And hey, everybody, do good things.